This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
This afternoon, I was at the Asia Pacific launch in Melbourne of new business standards developed by the United Nations, which set out new global standards for businesses to tackle LGBTI rights and discrimination, and what good practice looks like for companies.
What role do global businesses like Google, Virgin, and Adidas have play in supporting their LGBTI employees and speaking out and acting in the countries in which they operate? Later in the show, we'll hear from former High Court Justice Michael Kirby, who describes in his words how it's all about the moolah.
Yes, he's great. Australia's highest ranking UN official, the Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, was in town to launch the new standards, and this is what she told The Informer.
Look, discrimination of any form is bad for business. It's a mask of talent, it's a destruction of creativity, and it's simply not the way to treat your workforces. So this is an opportunity for businesses to stand up for people, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex people, to no longer be silent, to be explicit, affirming and fair, both within the workforce and in terms of how they relate to the public.
And so what is the opportunity for those Australian businesses that have a global presence?
Well, it's more a responsibility, isn't it? If you're doing business, if you're doing business locally, don't be part of undermining the human rights of people locally. Stand up for human rights globally, in whatever marketplace you are, in whichever country you're operating. Hold true to the universal core values. We're all born equal in dignity and rights. There's no exceptions to that. And there's no place for silence. There's no fence on which to sit. Businesses have to stand up for rights.
The standards were released in September this year and address unfair treatment and discrimination in the workplace, how companies can act on LGBTI issues with their customers, suppliers and the members of the public. And the standards goes further in encouraging companies to stand up for the rights in all the countries in which they operate.
Earlier today, I sat down for a quieter talk with Fabrice Houdart from the UN, who has led the project development. How relevant are these standards to Australia when we have non-discrimination laws in place and hopefully we have marriage equality within a few days or even hours?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, first of all, marriage equality is great, but it doesn't solve anything. It doesn't solve everything, is what I mean. It does solve some things, but it doesn't solve everything. I mean, you know, not being equal in front of the law is, of course, contributing to prejudice. And every time the law becomes more equal, you are tackling prejudice.
Yes.
But, you know, in the end, when you look at the numbers, there's still a lot of people out there that do not believe that LGBTI people should have equal rights. So that translates into discrimination, and that translates into violence against LGBTI people. So we shouldn't stop social change at having equal laws. We should stop social change when we have reached an equal world for all of us. And the truth is that, we will probably never reach that. You know, if there is one experience from the fight for gender equality or the fight for racism, is that it's never over.
Explain to us in plain language, what are these standards and what are companies signing up or supporting when they say that they take them on board?
Well, I think there is, they are kind of organized around three areas. One is the workplace, the second one is the marketplace, and the last one is the community at large. And it's this idea that companies say, within the walls of my company, I'm going to respect the human rights of LGBTI people. It means that I'm going to have the right policies in place, and I'm also going to take additional steps to ensuring inclusion. You know, very often having the right policies in place is not sufficient. You have to send a message that LGBTI people are welcome to bring their entire self in the workplace. And that takes much more than having policies in place. And then the second aspect is in the marketplace, which is, interacting with your suppliers and your clients to ensuring that throughout your entire operation, through the value chain, you are having a positive impact on the human rights of LGBTI people. And then finally, which is, in my opinion, the most important and the most ambitious standard, is that you are contributing to social change globally, like you did in the past on other issues, and you're continuing to do on other issues such as racism or gender equality or human trafficking or child labor. Companies are encouraged not to stay, you know, with their arm crossed and say what's happening outside of my company is of no consequence to me. They are encouraged to bring their entire self in pushing for human rights of all people.
Do you think that it's that last bit, this acting in the community, that perhaps acting on a global stage, that for some of those global companies, they may think twice about, do we really want to go there? I mean, if I'm a international airline or a bank that has branches or has staff in countries where same-sex relationships are criminalized, do I really want to go there? Isn't it not going to affect my bottom line?
Well, that's a great question, yeah. And I think that, you know, what is important to think about is that companies want the best, but sometimes they're also calculating, right? And I think that in places like Australia or the United Kingdom or the United States, today it's actually a good calculation to stand up for the human rights of LGBTI people. It's good business, meaning that not only are you tapping into the huge LGBTI market, which I think is estimated at several trillion dollars now, but then on top of that, you're tapping in the market of all of their friends, people that support LGBTI people. And you're also improving the reputation of your company at relatively low cost. What is harder is to take that stance for human rights of LGBTI people where there is nothing to gain, or there is not that much to gain, which means in hostile environments. And there remains a lot of hostile environments for LGBTI people out there. So I think that companies want to do the right thing, but they are also thinking, is there a risk for me to express publicly my intention to support the LGBTI people everywhere? Our role at the United Nations is to say, well, is to remind companies that this is their responsibility, that it's not an elective human rights. You know, you cannot say, I'm going to look at human rights and I'm going to pick and choose the human rights that I find that are convenient. So I'm going to take gender equality, but I'm going to leave out racism. Human rights are indivisible. So if you support one, you support all of them. And LGBTI, you know, the human rights of LGBTI people are part of the entire spectrum of human rights.
Yes, absolutely. Fabrice, there are a bunch of Australian organisations out there that have global reach. I'm thinking of people like Qantas, BHP, Billiton, Lendlease, Westfield, CSL, which is the major health biotech company. We hope these organisations will come on board and that they will have that conversation with the UN and recognise that this is good for their bottom line and good for their health of their companies.
Yeah, we would love for those companies to come on board. Not only, as I mentioned to you, because it would send a very powerful signal to other businesses that have not started this journey, but then besides that, because frankly, what is asked from them is not gigantic. You know, it's basically the repetition of something that they have already committed to, which is respecting and promoting human rights. And, they are asked to express support for the standards, which means they are asked to say that we are on a journey to contribute to social change when it comes to the human rights of LGBTI people. And frankly, the question is, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you want to contribute to social change when it comes to human rights? I mean, you know, not only is it your responsibility, but what a great opportunity. You know, instead of just selling ice cream, why don't you sell ice cream and also contribute to a better world?
Fabrice, I think you should be in this chair because that's a really good question. Thank you for being on The Informer.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Been demonstrated by a lot of research overseas and also by early experience in Australia that it's actually good for the shareholders, it's good for the bottom line, it's good for corporations to engage the LGBTIQ population in their employment, in their markets, and in their society. And so this isn't just morality and kindness and goodness, this is money, moolah, and the purpose of the corporation.
So that makes good sense, but to date we've only seen one Australian based global business, which is Westpac, being announced today, signing up to these UN standards. What do you think the reason for that is, and what do you think we need to do to convince global businesses, you know, the Qantases, the Telstras of this world, to stand up and join the program?
Well, I think it's because of the fact, as Kate Gilmore, the Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, emphasises, Australia has been so focused on itself and on the marriage equality debates and getting that thing done and getting the big corporations to support that, which they did, that we just haven't had time to look at what the United Nations is doing. But now we hope that that is going to be out of the way. Then I would expect that Australian business will also join up to the United Nations standards. And there's nothing in it that's revolutionary or very different from what we've learned for years with the HIV epidemic, and it's essentially teaching the same lesson. Good policy leads to good outcomes, and in business that means good profits.
That was former High Court Justice Michael Kirby. Through the marriage equality debate, many small and large Australian businesses stood up and supported marriage equality. And many businesses have also been involved in the Australian Pride and Diversity Business Alliance, led by LGBTI agency ACON.
I had a chance this afternoon to speak to Dr. Justin Coonan, who's the president of ACON, about how businesses have supported these issues and how it might be developed a bit further.
You know, you've done lots of good work around workplace issues, discrimination, and also a lot of organisations have come out in support of marriage equality. But how do we take that conversation further and that engagement further with Australian-based businesses?
I think the first point is to acknowledge how far we've come. Australian businesses really have done an excellent job. Seven members of Pride and Diversity 8 or so years ago. Now we've got over 200, 844 organisations in support of marriage equality. So we need to acknowledge where we've come. But yeah, there's a next step, and I think that next step is around how we go forwards and not leave people behind. For many people, marriage equality perhaps is the last remaining bastion to ending discrimination for them and for them to live free lives. But for many other people, for intersex, trans, gender diverse people, for people in rural communities, for young people, for old people, for people from certain cultural communities, there are still ongoing issues of discrimination, and so that's what we need to talk to business about. What's the next step? How do we not leave people behind?
One Australian company you might expect to be on the list for supporters is Qantas. The Informer reached out to Qantas yesterday to ask whether they plan to accept the invitation to become a supporter of these new global standards.
And they did come back to us very quickly. Their response was that so far the global Qantas group has recently signed the UN Global Compact for Businesses, which addresses sustainability and corporate social responsibility. And they said that the support for the standards of conduct, these new LGBTI standards, was being considered. That'd be interesting to follow.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.